Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch the video, the brand new video that's up on the website there. So check that out too. And of course, we have a whole lineup of videos at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And when you're at my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Beth Ross. We're talking about some of the changes that people are seeing out there and as we interact with each other, as we do business with each other, as we hire people, as we look for people to hire, or as some folks are looking for jobs. There are small business owners out there who are saying, you know what, this isn't for me. I need to go looking for a job. And what small business owner hasn't said that at one point in time, right? But Beth, thanks again for hanging out with us. In any given week, most small business owners will wake up one morning and say, "Man, do I need to go looking for a job?"
Then that's when they need to come. That's when they need to call me. I work with clients all over the place.
Well, that's one of those things that it's just most of the time it's just a fleeting moment where we have a little scare or something, but because most of the time we'd rather be in our business than working for somebody else. But anyway, so we're talking about some of the changes that you're seeing out there. In the previous segment, we talked about the influence of LinkedIn, how even if you've got your own business and you're on the social media platforms with your company, you also need to have a personal presence.
Your business needs to have a presence on LinkedIn also. Because that's how people will find you and look for you. And your workforce is really changing to more engaged, diverse workforce. People are working in a much more collaborative way than they used to. You don't just have one. For instance, you're not just back in IT. You're in the IT room and you never come out and you never interact with the rest of the company, no matter how small, no matter how large. Wrong. That has changed.
Are you saying that some of the new directions that you're seeing in the workforce might be able to fight some of the silo building, some of the fiefdom situation, some of the us versus them? Could that be one of the benefits of all this?
Well, it's an interesting thought. It could be. I didn't hear any talk about that at this conference I was with, but you know, it's a great idea. The thing we need to remember is that nothing is the same as it was before. It's all changing. And those who can change with change are going to be the winners here, and those who don't change will be left behind over time.
The thing that's creating so much anxiety is the speed of change, the velocity of the change, not just the change itself, right?
Yeah. The speed is changing as we speak. For even this morning, but guaranteed, if you're a job seeker listening to this, you're going to know that one of the first things you do when you see the job description, or you're called by a recruiter, or you hear about this from a friend, or however you hear about the new job, one of the first things you do is go to the internet and look at the companies. LinkedIn site, and also the person who heads up the company, the founder, the CEO, or who may be.
Folks, if you're an employer, what Beth is saying is that your prospective employees, the really good one that you'd like to hire, they're going to be checking you out before they even come for the first interview.
Yeah, and that is very true, and you check them out too. Again, stay away from Facebook and Twitter right now. I mean, you can do that and play that game if you want to. LinkedIn is the one that right now is being given such serious attention.
Why are you saying that? Tell us why you say that. Because a lot of people like the other two.
Personal, I'm sorry, you were talking about personal things and privacy and your children's mm-hmm. pictures and everything. That's what you put on Facebook, not LinkedIn. Never mm-hmm. LinkedIn.
Right.
And you do you tweet all the time. At the conference that I was at for the past 2 days, everybody was tweeting away about the conference. Everybody
well, let me ask you a question. If they're tweeting, who's paying attention? That's what I'm always trying to figure out. If every time if people are seeing they're tweeting, you know, constantly tweeting, who's paying
right.
attention to what's going on?
Exactly. Maybe this is generational, Jim. I don't know, but I'm totally in agreement with you. I was not tweeting. I don't tweet.
I mean, I can understand if you want to make a note or two, make some notes, and when there's a break, maybe tweet or something like that. But you're right. I mean, I see some people doing this all the time, and so my question is, what are they getting out of this? Is their goal to learn what's being said at the conference, or is their goal to be a publisher?
That is a very valid question, because they're not going back to those notes and transcribe them later. The notes
right.
are there. And that's it. Just about everybody at the conference had a small computer with them
mm-hmm.
also, too.
Mm-hmm.
So much of that is a huge change. So different from this conference last
mm-hmm.
year, where I also assisted. So I can see the difference that 1 year has brought
right.
about.
Hey Beth, give us that website. Give us the website one more time, please.
My website is www.BethRoss.com, and
right.
there is an 800 telephone number on there.
All right.
I work with people. I'd love to talk to anyone who's listening and perhaps even work with you.
Thank you, Beth, for being here. Good job today. Beth Ross,
thanks,
ladies and gentlemen.
Mark.
She'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.